Yuri Orlov.
Ow! Fuck!
Run from us?
No!
MBZ, no!
Can he run with no legs? Let me make him disappear, Mr. Valentine. Around here, people disappear all the time.
I can't do that.
Look where we are. Who will know?
We will. He's gonna get what's coming to him.
I'm not as certain.
What's the charge?
What are you doing in Sierra Leone,
I'm on safari.
Yeah? You're hunting wildebeest with a submachine gun?
Do you also work with the Park Service? Hunting without a license, is that the charge?
Why are we playing games? You traffic arms.
Trade.
Trade, traffic. You get rich by giving the poorest people on the planet the means to continue killing each other. Do you know why I do what I do? I mean, there are more prestigious assignments. Keeping track of nuclear arsenals, you'd think that more critical to world security, but it's not. No, 9 out of 10 war victims today are killed with assault rifles and small arms, like yours. Those nuclear missiles, they sit in their silos. Your AK-47, that is the real weapon of mass destruction.
I don't want people dead, Agent Valentine. I don't put a gun to anybody's head and make them shoot. I admit, a shooting war is better for business, but I prefer people to fire my guns and miss, just as long as they're firing. Can I go now? You've got nothing on me, except cops.
Since you're so concerned with the law, you must know that I'm legally permitted to hold you for 24 hours without charging you. You might ask why I would do that, and I can assure you it's not because I enjoy your company, because I don't. No, the reason why I will delay you for every second of the permissible 24 hours is I am delaying your deadly trade and the deaths of your victims. I don't think of it as taking a day from you, but giving a day to them. Some innocent man, woman, or child is gonna have an extra day on this earth because you're not free.
So, I will see you in 23 hours and 55 minutes,
Valentine knew he didn't have to guard me. There was nowhere to go. Or maybe he was hoping the locals would tear me apart. But they were too busy with the plane. It's like parking your car in certain neighborhoods in the Bronx. You just don't do it. The way I looked at it, it's the way of Africa. Maybe life. Everything that comes from the earth eventually returns. Even a 40-ton Antonov 12 cargo plane.